Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I literally record right here in my vehicle or at my house on my drive back from work or while working from home during the COVID shutdown and while I'm working as an instructional coach in Arlington, Virginia, or just outside of it. Today, we're talking about school and teaching and professional development. Back to school, new year, maybe you're a new listener to the podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm John. Every Monday, new episodes drop about 11 to 15 minutes, depending on how bad traffic is. I used to record them in the car before COVID, but then I work from home all summer. But I head back to school starting next week, so I'll be doing it back in the car again. New episodes drop every Monday. It's on your favorite podcasting app. If you like what you hear, feel free to like or subscribe there. Leave a comment. It helps other people find the podcast. Also, if you want to hang out with me on the Twitter machine after the podcast, I'll talk education for forever, and I don't sleep much. So feel free to hit me up on Twitter at MeehanEDU. That's Meehan like M as in Mary, E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, and EDU like teaching, because I love teaching and I want to get better at it. And if you want to hang out and talk about teaching, we'll get better together. Hooray! I also wrote a book. It's called Adrenaline Rush, and I have a website. It's all dedicated to resources and templates, things that you can use in your classroom, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. All these crazy things that we had decided to give our money, our perfectly hard-earned cash, into these big, scary corporate machines that take it from us, and we gleefully hand it over. How do we do that? And why do we do that? And if we could get our classrooms to want to do that, well, wouldn't that be a thing that would be worth kicking down the doors for and coming into those classrooms, especially in a time of COVID when there's so much giving us distress, right? This negative stress, this negative energy. What if we could make our classrooms an escape from those really, really hard things that exist in the world? Not because our classrooms should hide our kids from the world. Quite on the contrary, we should prepare our students for the world, but we can use fun and playful learning to help people make sense of some really hard things in the world around them. And if you're going through all that other stuff, when you step inside that magic circle of that classroom for that moment, there's that, wow, today's fundamentally different because I showed up and I feel safe and supported here. So I have a bunch of resources on my website. Please feel free to use them in any way you'd like to. But let's get to the good stuff. We only have about 10 minutes. Every Monday, I talk about something related to teaching. And today, I'm going to talk about teacher training, because I led a training this morning with the good folks of a school that was not so far away from where I teach here in Arlington, Virginia. Interestingly, it was a virtual training, and these are always very, very weird. I had a chance to be on a chat with the pirate captain himself, Dave Burgess, a few weeks back. And he says, hey, just because we're teaching in a one-dimensional computer screen does not mean we have to be one-dimensional people. We can still be very three-dimensional. We can be very dynamic and engaging and empathetic and aware. We can challenge. We can push. We can be clever. We can use hooks, right? We can do the you know, set the question up and then pay off the story. We can do props. We can use visuals. We can use fun backgrounds. Different ways to get our students excited. And I hope you can hear it when I podcast. I generally try to lead with my excitement. I've said it from before COVID. I wrote it in the book. It's sort of tacky to say now, so I'm aware of how it lands. But you know, I say that our enthusiasm is infectious, right? Our creativity and our charisma, our joy that we bring to our craft, really can have a sense of contagion. People are like, dude, I have no idea what this thing is, but that guy's really excited about it. So I kind of want to see what it's all about. I think my first year of teaching, when I left that year, I had the students write on the wall, like a graffiti wall, you know, what would be a note to next year's class? Or what was the thing you remember most about this year's class? And one of my favorite notes that a student wrote, it says about me, he said, crazy man. And I was like, I'm in for that. Like, I think that idea of, hey, don't fall asleep. You never know what you're going to miss in this class. Like that for me was fun. It was joyful. It was exciting. And it made students say, hey, I have no idea what's going on, but I don't want to blink because if I blink, I'm going to miss something. So I think that that's fun and really exciting. But I lead these trainings all over the U.S. And now really all over the world because of COVID from the comfort of my own home. Well, isn't that nice? And those virtual trainings for me have been an opportunity to practice things that I will be carrying into my virtual classroom, because there will be days where I'm doing hybrid or distance learning. And I think that's important. I hope you can hear it again. Like I said, in my voice is, I hope you hear me reaching out through this phone and talking to you as a person, like a real live, I'm a real boy, right? Like it's you and it's me. And we're in this virtual room together and there's a give and take. There's a listening. It's one of the kindest compliments people tell me about the podcast is, I said, it's called Talk to Me in the Car, right? It's a conversation. It's a chance for us to get together. They'll say, yeah, I'm listening to your podcast and when I drive to work or when I'm on the treadmill or when I'm on my runs. And I feel like we're really in the room together. And I find myself talking back as if we're in a phone conversation, because you're giving it in a way that makes it sound, you know, people don't say it all fancy like Englishy words, but like, it sounds dialogic. It sounds like a conversation between two human beings, like an actual thing, like a rapport. And it's hard to replicate that for sure in online meetings, especially if everyone is on mute, right? All the screens are on mute, all the microphones are on mute, and you're like, I am talking to no one. I may as well be standing and facing the corner and having that conversation at my house. So I think it's important for us to remember that that energy that we bring, even though it can be hard to like throw passes and not have any receivers there to catch them, there is something that is vibrant and dynamic about being your best self and bringing your A game to your online class or to that virtual learning space. And I hope, like I said, whether it's through podcasts or whether it's through video cast, vlogs, or you know, just even like your voice in a written format when you're not there, finding a way to add your own little personal touch to it. Maybe you have a fantastic set of resources that you can make a really cool background in your house. Or maybe you have some really cool editing apps that you can do some fantastic ways to get students excited and it looks like there's all these special effects going on in a video that you produce. Maybe you have some high-end microphone. Or maybe you were just blessed with the gift of the gab, man. You kissed that Blarney Stone and you are an exciting person to listen to, a natural-born storyteller. And there's something about it that says, all right, if I have to waste an hour, this isn't the worst thing in the world. What's interesting for me, and again, I don't say it to humble brag, I'm trying to like process it in real time, is someone said on Twitter before the session went up today, I retweeted it, they were like, I'm so pumped to see Meehan EDU, right? That's my Twitter handle. I'm so pumped to see John Meehan present today. And that happens a lot. Like, I'm so excited for today's session. I can't wait for more of today's session. And I'm laughing at that because I don't think in my own life before I got into professional development that I was ever excited about professional development. In fact, I think it like routinely sucked. And I think that professional development and regular school are very, very similar. That I found very few occasions in school to be really, really excited to go to many of my classes. It was just another insert name of class here. You know, my Latin class in high school, I was so pumped. I did a fantastic project for that one class. I'll never forget it. And I talked about how the gladiatorial conquest was all like professional wrestling. They had fake names. They had like these heroes, champions. They had like these cage matches. They had like, they battled in supremacy. And I was so excited to tie it all into to the Latin class. I must have worked like 15, 20 hours on that project that like we had to give an in-class presentation in Latin. And I gave it, and I'll call her Mrs. Smith. It wasn't Mrs. Smith. I remember exactly who it was, and I'll remember it for the rest of my life. But I remember she watched my presentation, and she's like, I don't like pro wrestling. You get a B. I'm like, wait, really? Like, I killed it. I put some serious work into this. I talked about, like, you know, the time the World Wrestling Federation was the descendant of an organization called Coliseum Home Video and Titan Sports. And I tied it back into, like, the Greek and Roman mythology and all these things that came from antiquity. And like, nope, don't care. And I was like, man, for forever, I'm going to walk away from Mrs. Smith's class, regardless of how excited I was, regardless of how happy I was to do all that work, with that final, like, meh, well, this person doesn't love it like I love it. And they don't care that I care. So why am I ever going to care about that again? And that was so dumb. It was a moment that could have changed my educational trajectory. And rather than 2 years of Latin, where I take it to get a good score on my SAT and then deuces, I'm out. I could have been that person who's like, hey, I could study world languages. Why not? I went to college and I wound up starting entirely from scratch. I was like, forget it. I'm never doing this world language again. And I took Spanish for a year or two because why not? Because I had taken it in eighth grade. And I was like, I had such a bad experience in my high school Latin classes. Never again. Then when I had to take my master's degree, I had to test in a foreign language in order to prove that I was like ready to do academic scholarship at the graduate level. And guess what? I took it in Spanish, even though I hadn't actually learned any new Spanish since like when I was maybe 14 years old. Because those 101 level class in college was really not particularly demanding. It was like present tense verbs only, right? So for me, I was like, well, darn it. I could have been really deep into Latin scholarship. And again, as somebody who went to a Catholic school, like how much of the Catholic Church is tied up in like this language of antiquity? How much more could I have appreciated and like just loved and known about these cultures? And then leaned further into like, wow, this is super cool. There's all of this richness and there's all of this tradition. And that makes me want to learn more about it. For a simple thing that a teacher turns down that enthusiasm, that sort of like wet blanket, and it kills it for a lifetime for a student. Now, there's a lot of other factors at play, I'm sure, in my life. It's not a one day and then I died. But I was pretty much done with Latin after that day. I was like, fine, I'll use this for word origins, and that's fine. I'll get my grade in my SAT, and then I'll never see you again. And I think for so many students, there's that feeling in our classrooms, it feels the exact same way. So when I see people say, I'm so excited to see Meehan present today, I'm like, dang it. I I kind of wish that I had PD in my own teaching career before I got into PD, that like I was excited to see. Now, I've found and I've seen some fantastic presenters since getting into PD, but it's only like in this deep dive of teacher professional development that I've even like found out this cottage industry of, hey, there are inspiring and motivating and well-researched scholars and speakers and writers and authors and researchers who are like killing it. And because I'm interested and geeked out about this stuff, I want to lean in and hear more from them. And I could rattle off the top of the, you know, like the list of the people you've seen, and you've read their books, you've heard their names, so there's really no point in even doing that. But instead, what I want to say is, I think the classroom is very much the same as the traditional professional development model, which is there are so many people who are really, really good at their jobs, but like, we don't know them, and the general vibe is, oh, it's another PD? Well, this is going to be boring. I hope I brought papers to grade. And respectfully, when I read the exit survey from people who see it, like, I'm always performing for that 1%, that one person who hates me, that one person who's in the cheap seats, who's going to sit there and heckle. Like, I really do want every single person to walk out of my lessons, out of my classrooms, out of my PDs, engaged, inspired, ready to change the world. And so when I see those one or two grouchy people who are like, this is dumb, you're just playing dress up, you're doing a lipstick on a pig, you're doing like fun and games, was this a useful PD? Maybe if I want to get in the entertainment industry, like, just give me the meat and potatoes, thanks. I don't need all this secret sauce. And I'm like, man, you are missing all of the flavor about this stuff. I'm not just putting chocolate covering on my broccoli, right? Smothering something that's healthy with something that's awful. Because that what it trains the student to do is to say, hey, when that panache isn't there, like there's no fun, there's no joy, there's no excitement. If there's no chocolate, I'm not eating your broccoli. And they tap out and they turn out and they never come back. Instead, I want my classroom to be a place where they're like, I'm hungry for this stuff. I am not making English class fun. I'm helping people see the joy and the fun and the excitement that's naturally in my course content, and I'm bringing it to life. And if you hear me talk about it, I hope you can hear it through the phone, like, I can't help but be excited about it. I think teaching is amazing. We have the opportunity to change someone's life for forever, to take somebody who's geeking out over pro wrestling in 2020 and be like, all right, you want to do a presentation about the history of Lucha Libre? Awesome. Go for it. I would love to learn about the luchadors in Mexico, about the rudos and the technicos, and the story of Rey Mysterio Jr. and how El Santo and El Hijo de Santo. Like, there's so much here in this rich cultural tradition. I'm all in, well beyond the realm of Nacho Libre, but even things like that, right? Like, this dumb pop culture things that, hey, that's my reason to get into this stuff, and now I'm researching things like the stories of the Aztecs and the stories of the Incas and the Mayas and the story of just, like, what real combat looks like in Central and South America. And that learning would never stop. I'd be so in for that. And it would all be from a springboard from a kid because he likes to watch WWE Monday Night Raw, right? So I say all this stuff to say, I think that our classrooms should be engaging, should be inspiring, should be inspirational, should be motivational, and should get our students to come in and say, okay, this guy's crazy, but this thing that he's crazy about, I'm listening at least. I'm listening for 10 minutes. If I can get you for 10 minutes, I think I can walk away feeling like, there's something here that you will like, and you're going to want to work for 11 minutes. And if I get you work for 11 minutes, you're going to want to work for 12, and 12 will turn to 15, and 15 and a half an hour, and then an hour. And before you know it, you hit that flow state. Those positive endorphins are flowing through your system, right? It's that adrenaline. It's that dopamine. It's that moment where you're like, hey, this is kind of cool. I'm kind of smart. I'm like learning stuff, and it didn't feel so bad. So yeah, when people say, I can't wait to see him present his PD, I was like, that's an out-of-body experience, because PD, for the way I do it, I try to make it like, not just, well, wasn't that an entertaining show? He tells a few jokes, but like, I hope you can hear it. I hope you can feel it. I hope you can see it, that I'm all in for this stuff, man. I want our classrooms to unsuck. I think you want your classroom to unsuck too. I might go about it in a different way than you do, and that's fine. To quote Jay-Z, I listen to a lot of Jay-Z when I'm getting ready for PDs when I come back from, because his entire ethos is rooted in this idea of like, you know, it's the underdog. It's the guy who has to like, you know, deal with the haters and deal with the critics, you know, and to keep it, you know, the PG version of it, I'll just wrap with this. He said, you know, in that song, I 99 Problems, he says, if you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Like, I'm going to be me, so you do you, but like, the way that I choose to go about it, it's enthusiasm, it's energy, it's bringing a profound wonder and awe and excitement for the thing that I get the great privilege of being able to talk about. I get paid to talk about the greatest books in American literature. How awesome is that? I get paid to get kids to fall in love with Shakespeare. What an awesome charge. I get paid to help people fight for social justice and equality, to see themselves in stories of old dead white guys and realize, wait a minute, it's not just old dead white guys. It's young black and brown bodies. It's women. It's children. It's LGBT communities. It's social justice. It's a chance to see ourselves in these stories of this American story that is continually being rewritten by everyone who's a part of it, including you, man. How could you not want to be a part of that? And so I think about that, and I hope when you hear it in the presentations and in the writing in the podcast and even in our own classrooms, that your students see, okay, you're a super geek for that stuff. That's crazy. I might not be a super geek like they are, but I respect the fact that there is no duplicity, no salesmanship, no manipulation there. It's, hey, I'm fired up about this, and if you give me an hour, I will gladly hang out with you and talk about it all night long. We can fight about the best rapper alive or the best rapper of all time. We can fight about the best professional wrestler of all time. We can fight about the best teacher of all time, best education book of all time. And like, yeah, I would grab a drink with you and we can hang out and have those conversations gladly, gleefully. I'll give you a 10-minute TED talk with no prep on any of those things because I think that that's what I am drawn to. So I want my classroom to feel the thing that my students are drawn to. And I hope in our own instruction, whether it's as adults learning in PD or in our classrooms with young learners, like, they can sense that energy, that enthusiasm, just pounding off of the page and like pulsing through the screen. And they say, all right, this is crazy, this is nerdy. I'm gonna give it a shot. Because if I can get them to give it a shot, I think we can change the world. All right, long one today. Thank you for tuning in. Please feel free to hit me up on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at @mehanedu. I'll be back next Monday with more. Check out the website if you need anything. Oh, and there's a book study coming up for Adrenaline Rush in the weeks ahead. All those details are in the drop-down tab. We'll be using Voxer for like a whole month-long book study. If you want to join information, book study starts Monday. Book study starts Monday. More information is there on the drop-down. God bless you. Stay safe. Stay home. Wear a mask. And we'll see you back on the web a week from today. Thanks again. Back for now.